Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fruitful land in the work.
Data message rates apply to national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Sorry, it's time for the Unicorn Cash Code right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Text CATCH. C-A-T-C-H. Text CATCH. C-A-T-C-H to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text CATCH. C-A-T-C-H to 72881. You'll automatically be entered to win $1,000. Data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 a.m. when I will give you another Unicorn Cash Code. One last time, text CATCH, C-A-T-C-H to 72881. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Unicorn Cash right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bottles popping up before you know it. There's rubber and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
Today on the show, Jonah Jordan is going to be joining us in the next segment, talk a little Memphis basketball recruiting and who exactly is owed what from the AAF. Turns out AAF on the left, they left a whole bunch of people holding the bag, and Jonah wrote a story about that was lost in everything else earlier this week, but we'll talk to him about Memphis basketball recruiting and other matters. Chris Harrington, of course, will join us at 10 o'clock, and Sam Vecini, he covers the NBA draft, the NBA, et cetera, for The Athletic, will also join us to talk about Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett, the Grizzlies picking number two, and all of that. We will get to the one story you've been waiting for. After all that, we have important news. However, three pieces of news that we have to attack in this first segment. The first is, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
I believe you're two-timing me.
I beg your pardon?
I believe you're two-timing me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe that you are two-timing me. Jeffrey.
Reminder, go change cell phone password.
And it's Jonah Jordan is going to be with us in the next segment. But to my astonishment, I looked up yesterday at, well, I don't know, what time it was, noon or so, and read in the Daily Memphian, where you can read everything first, I read in the Daily Memphian that you and Mark Giannato are going to be teaming up to do a radio show from 2 to 4, taking Eric's old spot. So I'm glad the Daily Memphian was on top of that, and it's it's good to know. It's good to know I can read about these things that are happening with my own producer in my own newspaper. That's good. But first, let me say, are you staying here?
Indeed, sir, I am. Because I just can't. I the thought of waking up and you and not being the first person I see every day.
That's beautiful.
Like, it's just, it's too much for me to bear.
That's a beautiful sentiment. Okay, so you're it's an open relationship here.
Listen, I like to think that, you know, Abraham had multiple wives,
right.
Moses had
exactly.
multiple wives,
right.
And you know what? There's some of the stalwarts of the foundation of the world's greatest religions, the most pious men we know.
Anyway, congratulations. It'll be a great show. They're calling it Giannotto and Jeffrey, although I don't know why in the world Jeffrey doesn't go first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. Like, I've seen your work here over all these years.
You know how humble
Giannotto
is
going to be great. He is going to be great. He brings hard opinions and is plugged in, and it will be great. I really do think it's going to be a good show, and seriously, you've earned it. People may not know this, but Jeffrey is the hardest working man in show business and literally the only person at this radio station who is not a whiner and behind the scenes, and so it's nice to see you rewarded. I'm glad to see that, and it'll be a great show, so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Second bit of news.
Number two.
Also, oddly enough, from the Daily Memphian, is that Penny Hardaway is going to be the new spokesman for the Memphis airport. That's inspired, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I don't really know if he needed another title, but if that is going to be the first person that you see when you walk into Memphis, and now that TA is not really part of the city fabric on a
right.
daily basis.
Exactly.
I mean, if you get another opportunity to put Penny up in a well-tailored suit and slap him up on a billboard, I mean, I would probably do it too.
All right. So I have asked, for purposes of this show and a column that I will likely be assembling, I have asked people, now that Penny Hardaway is representing the Memphis airport, blank, right? Now that Penny Hardaway is representing the national airport, what will happen? Blank. Some of the early returns. King Cotton Bacon on or in every item at the food court.
Love it.
New slogan, get the F out of here.
I mean, it's fitting.
That's fantastic. Little Penny to get a job at TSA. All flights to Durham and Lexington will be diverted to Memphis.
Ah,
that's
like
a good
that.
One.
You could also throw in Lawrence, Kansas.
Lawrence, Kansas, diverted to Memphis. Five-star service, of course, is another one. John Calipari will be forced to land in Millington.
Well, you know, I've always heard John likes to get straight to 40, and it's a little easier.
That would be great. Direct flights to the Final Four. Planes to accelerate down the runway at a much faster pace.
You know, now that you mention that, I felt a little more thrust in those engines.
Nike Airlines?
I'm all in. You know me, I'm a swoosh. I'm all about that swoosh.
1 cent travel deals.
I mean, if that's possible, sign me up. I don't know if the airlines are going to sign on for that, but yeah, listen, I'm here.
Right. Here's another version of the same. Flights to decommit from airports in Lexington and Raleigh and reroute to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. Let's just see. Jeff Hewlett, direct flight to Mars. I guess you're as big as you want.
Well,
right?
he's going past the moon, so, you know, was it shoot for the moon, worst case scenario, land against the stars? Like,
I don't actually think
people understand how
Alex
stars
McGriff
work.
Says Tony is going to go over there and shut off the water.
Okay, that's my favorite joke.
That's pretty good.
That is a tremendous joke.
Top 10 jets to consistently be on an inbound trajectory. A real airline to give real service to multiple destinations. An entire wing dedicated to handling the crowd of recruits every year. American Airlines to move its main tub here. Recruiting of new airlines in Memphis to skyrocket. Anyway, you can send your tweets. What is going to happen now that the now that Penny Hardaway is the Shad Williams says.
Shad Williams says
I'd be happy getting my bags from Bag Claim. Now there are some who say your bags will be dropped. Bags will be dropped faster.
Yeah, I mean, large
bags will be moved from place to place or something like that.
I will be honest,
less traveling.
After having gone in college in California and having to deal with LAX on a daily basis, I've very rarely had a problem with my bags here.
Oh, I can't say this. I'm never mind.
Now, but back to your original point, though.
I'm not going to say this one thing.
Lil Penny being at TSA would actually enhance the TSA experience.
Air Lil Penny.
Yeah.
See, I find that there is a... I try my best. I mean, generally, it's a good policy not to check your bags at any airport. Like, it's just better to try to... get off and be done, right? I think that's pretty clear. But I find when I go to the Memphis airport, bags take forever.
Now, I will say this. In fairness to the airport, bags are based on the airline. Their response,
true?
Yes.
Reese Davis, Jay Billis, and Dan Dockich to complain about Memphis taking over for a season, about Penny taking over from a seasoned veteran.
Okay. I mean... Yes, that's a brand.
My Twitter account is at GEOFF_Calkins, CALKINS. His Twitter account is...
at JWright929ESPN.
Send any more suggestions in, and we will assemble them as best we can as we continue to revel in Penny Hardaway's Penny Hardaway-ness. Penny and the Jets song remake, a King Penny. Cotton bologna restaurant, airports now renamed, instead of Memphis International, Memphis Rightly Seasoned.
We have to have a Penny and the Jets, like, parody, right? Like, there has to be that.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
And especially with the Elton John movie coming out soon.
Makes
like, that's
all
a
the
great,
sense in the world.
All cross-branding. Listen, I'm not here making
money.
We're going
to do that. We're going to do that for our show. We will.
Yeah.
We've never done a parody song.
And I actually
Let's
do
work
have
on that.
That is technically one of the skill sets on my resume.
Really?
Yes.
And I can write the lyrics.
Absolutely.
So we'll do that. All right. Anyway, so that's two bits of news. One is Jeffrey is a two-timing lowdown.
No good, dirty, rotten
scoundrel is going to have his own radio show from 2 to 4, and I congratulate him for that. Second bit of news, it is now going to be called the Penny International Airway, as far as we are concerned. And the third bit of news...
Number 3.
...is that Zion is not pulling out of the NBA draft. Can we please...
You know... You ready for my woke take on this?
What?
Coach USA doing what Coach USA does.
Yeah. No, because it was never even possibly going to happen. So it's not.
Right. But Coach USA, there's two things about it. Number one, it makes him look heroic because on top of.
But this is only if it were real. It's not real. So there's nothing real about it. It is as was recently reported by Jeff Duncan of the New Orleans newspaper, Zion Williamson's stepfather, Lee Anderson, says on the off-the-bench radio show in Baton Rouge that Zion is excited about the prospect of getting down there and getting settled in New Orleans, and added that returning to Duke is, quote-unquote, not something we have even considered. So it could be Coach K doing Coach K things. If there were any reality to the story, there is no reality to this. It makes no sense. It started with Brian Windhorst, who's one of the very best that there is, mm-hmm. and has been on this show, goes on Jason and John a lot, is great. He's tremendous. He just threw out the possibility.
Options.
He didn't say he was doing it, but this is what happened, and then people went crazy.
If Zion, especially seeing how close New York and Los Angeles were, would Zion be content with taking this clear spot that he's going to go to New Orleans?
I mean, he can't call a redraft, so what are you saying?
Well, he does have some options. Oh. I'm not saying that he's going to pick these options, but he has not signed with an agent and he has not signed a shoe deal yet. He could threatened to go back to Duke. I'm not saying that he would go back to Duke, but he could threaten to go back to Duke.
And say, this is not a threat to the league, it's a threat to the Pelicans.
Right, and he has until 10 days before the draft to withdraw. Now, is that the kind of person that Zion is? The people that I know who know him say no.
Okay. How would you characterize that?
That was nothing more than speculation. Like, that was
it,
like,
it was just saying among his options.
Yes.
Here it is. Here's what's happened. People who hate small markets and think that the universe revolves around New York and Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
They project themselves onto Zion. They say, oh, look at his body. Oh, ooh, ee, look, whatever. And then they start, without any information that Zion at all is considering this, starts saying, well, if he doesn't want to go there, he could. That's all he said. And in fairness, like, that is not all of everything he said is true.
Correct. He basically did the move where we're in a meeting of what are our options. And then he said, here they are.
He could. It starts from the understanding. Listen, he wouldn't be doing that if he'd been drafted by LA had gotten the number one pick. He wouldn't be having that discussion. They would have been having the exact same discussion because they hate small markets and non-glamorous cities if it had been Memphis. So when Chris Harrington said yesterday that Memphis dodged that bullet, obviously he would have preferred getting Zion. But when Memphis avoided, by being number two, avoided the whole country heaping trash on it for being Memphis, for not being New York City, that's true, because that's what happened in New Orleans yesterday. And people are like, oh, man, I'd hate to go to New Orleans. He must hate to go to New Orleans. What could happen? How could he not go to New Orleans? And so he could stay in the draft. As I've told you, his stepfather has now said they have never even considered that. He's happy to go to New Orleans. It never made any sense for a couple of reasons. First of all, at some level, if you're New Orleans, you're like, what are you trying to accomplish that if you're Zion? You're trying to get yourself traded, right? Well, if you're New Orleans, you can't just trade every good player for a collection of mediocre players, right? Is Anthony Davis wants out. We'll trade him for something, picks and this and that and lesser players. Zion doesn't want to come here. We'll trade him to whomever for, but no, they weren't going to do that. At some point, you have to take a stand, and you control rookies. So what's he going to do? Go back to Duke, risk injury, and then at the end of that, guess what's going to happen?
He's going to have to go through another process of whoever wins the draft lottery.
He's going to just be, he doesn't get to go to LA or New York after that. He goes back in the lottery after that. He has no control. I don't know how many cities are New York or LA. What if next time he ended up in, Sacramento?
I would presume that he'd have to go back for a third year at Duke.
Right. I mean, just the whole thing was, it's not as if by going back to Duke, he would then become a free agent in order to make his own choice about where he wanted to go. That's silly. He would not have. He would have gone back to Duke. He never was going back to Duke. He would have gone back to Duke, though. He would have risked injury. And then at the end of it, he would have had to go back into a totally random lottery with a whole lot of teams present in that lottery, including, by the way, the Memphis Grizzlies. I said this morning that, oh, he's obviously going back to Duke because he wants to be with Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. next year. That's what he wants to do. Grizzlies will likely be in the lottery next year. I don't have any misgivings about that. So they'll be back in the lottery next year. It was pointed out to me, of course, that if he did go back, wouldn't be available. Well, that's fine. Take R.J. Barrett.
So let's play R.J.
R.J. Barrett, then reteam that. Have R.J., Jaren, and Zion. That's fine. I'd do that. The whole thing was preposterous from the beginning.
Get Coach USA a year from now.
The reason that it had any impact on Memphis, though, was that if, obviously, that had happened, if he had gone back to Duke, presumably at that point New Orleans would take Ja Morant, and presumably at that point the Grizzlies could not take Ja Morant, and presumably at that point they'd then take R.J. Barrett, right? So
yes,
it would obviously impact what the Grizzlies did and what they may or may not be planning to do, because the other story is that according to Jonathan Givony, the Grizzlies yesterday the report was that they are basically telling everybody, ownership, management, et cetera, is up there in Chicago telling everybody they plan to take Ja Morant. Now, listen to him. He's acting like this is his own show now. Just listen. He's acting. He is not only is he taking over from 2 to 4, he's now taking over from 9 to 11.
It's all part of the plan.
It was it was surprising and not. It's not surprising because everyone expects them to take Ja Morant, right? There's nothing.
Almost every scout says that clearly Zion is the number one player, and Ja Morant's the number two player, and then there's like
they
a tier.
Say, no, they don't. They
no,
say
that's right. Like there's right there, and then there's a huge gap between Zion and Ja.
No,
and then it's
then no Ja and RJ, and then it's a huge tier.
Correct, but there's also most guys have been saying there's a gap between.
But here's why it's surprising. It's not surprising because I think most of us expect them to take Ja Morant, and because the people want them to take Ja Morant. You're right. Most scouts now, most mock drafts, everything else have him Ja Morant. Ja Morant makes sense. The Mike Conley thing, like it all makes the sense in the world. It was surprising in that because they are deemed to be in the same tier of players. Ja Morant and RJ Barrett, it was surprising to the extent, and by the way, Jonathan Givony is going to be on with Jason DeJohn. You won't want to miss that. That is, I don't know when they're having him on, but sometime during their 3 hours, they are going to have Jonathan Givony on to talk about that directly. Because why would you say that now? Like, in the end, you know they are going to, even if they are inclined to take Ja Morant. You know they are going to do their due diligence on Ja Morant and RJ Barrett. They just have to. Like, they would be irresponsible if they don't. Yes, they've scouted Ja Morant. Yes, they've scouted RJ Barrett. But now you do a deep dive. You talk to everybody. You talk to everybody who knows everybody. You do medicals. You do character. You do an incredibly exhaustive analysis of these players, and New Orleans hasn't even come out and said telling people they're going to take Zion, even though we know that's true. So I don't understand.
3,000 tickets sold yesterday.
I don't understand what would be to be gained by them saying that, or by honestly them even having made up their minds at this point. Do you?
I'm literally just trying to come up with a scenario. The only thing that I can see is that you announce it that you're going to take Ja. Because everyone knew Zion's going one. You say you're taking Ja to try, if you did want to trade the pick, to create as much demand as possible, knowing that, hey, they're going to take him, so if you want him, you got to come get him. That's the only reason. But typically,
they're not going to do that.
Teams don't typically trade out of the top five in the NBA.
Right, they're not going to trade out of it. I suppose the only way that would make sense, if they actually know they don't like Ja.
Sure.
Right.
Yes.
For your theory, if they've made up their minds that they don't like Ja, but they don't, we just think he's got this flaw that's going to make him not be a. We are therefore going to make everyone say they have to come up and get him.
You know,
and
he wasn't ranked that high in high school.
Whatever it is, and so it just doesn't make sense. And honestly, as buttoned up as the Grizzlies have been since the change. It also doesn't make sense that the way Givony said it, and I'm not doubting it. Like, Givony's great. He works at ESPN. He's great. He's tremendous. But it doesn't make sense to me that, like, look up his actual tweet. The way that he said it sounded like the whole organization was up there just basically walking around with sandwich boards saying, we are taking Ja Morant, which is a strange way for this buttoned-up franchise to sort of be operating. It was a little bit of an odd story, although it was, as you point out, reassuring to most Memphis fans.
Source, barring the unexpected, Memphis Grizzlies front office and ownership appear to have locked in on selecting Ja Morant with the number two pick in the NBA in the 2019 NBA draft and are informing parties in Chicago of such. This clears the way for RJ Barrett to fall to 3 to the Knicks.
Like, why would you be informing parties of such?
Well, but to your point, what's even more unbelievable is they literally are priding themselves on being this buttoned-up organization. They have the model of being, you know, comparisons to San Antonio and to the Oklahoma City Thunder in terms of how they deal with it, which is remarkably tight-lipped.
They did tell everybody that they were going to be trading Mark and Mike. Like, they basically announced that to the universe, right? So, I don't know. That was a curious story. I think most people are reassured by it. All right. We have a big show today. Chris Harrington is going to join us to talk about all of this, as is Sam Vecini from The Athletic. We will continue to take your suggestions on what will now be the transformation that is about to be unfolding at the Memphis airport. Before anything else, I want to tell you that Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner, That's where you can save 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day. 50 to 80% off. Plus, if you mention my name, that's another 10% off. So you walk in there, it's already less expensive than you will find at any big box store, and then you get an additional 10% off if you mention my name. It's not like you're making some sacrifice either, because literally it has been named the best mattress store in Memphis for the last four straight years. They got all the best brands, Serta iComfort, Simmons Beauty Rest. They also have a showroom full of furniture. That's why they call it Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture. It's why they have more positive reviews with a Better Business Bureau than any other mattress or furniture store. Seriously, there's no reason to go anywhere else. 692-6200 is the phone number. They are located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zeller. You never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Jonah Jordan is going to join us next. He's the man who broke the news that that my producer and Mark Giannato would be pussyfooting, playing footsie from 2 to 4 every day, and he is also on top of Memphis recruiting. We will talk to him about that when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins, 93.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis-area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphisity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphisity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offerings 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about, or I could do an ad for something I really like
lotion. You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Good. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Show that girl is real. So if you know you're singing
sweet Carolee, won't you confuse me like this? Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. The suggestions are pouring in. If now that Penny Hardaway is the spokesman for the Memphis International Airport, or is now known the Penny International Airport, what is going to happen? We've got lots of fabulous suggestions. Penny International Airport opens a one-cent store in the airport, sells Tiger and Penny gear, including custom foamposite shoes. That would make it a popular airport. One-way tickets from Durham and Lexington are just a penny. I like that one. How about this one? Jason and John will be interviewing relatives of airport employees every day from 11 till 2. Now, I will say, John is came up with the most inspired salute. John, honestly, some others did too, but the most inspired suggestion, which is get the F out of here, right, which is a brilliant one, is the new slogan for the airport. You can send one cent wanna getaways from Southwest Airlines. I did like the Reese Davis, Jay Billis, and Don Dockich complaining about Penny taking over for a seasoned veteran. I mean, what kind of experience does he have as an air? Tony Allen is an experienced, is a very experienced airplane airport spokesperson at this point.
With a proven track record.
What has Penny, with all due respect, what kind of experience with airplanes, with being a spokesperson for airplanes, does the man have?
He has none, Jeff.
None. Now, you can argue that he's worked his way up. The first, like, he's been a spokesperson.
King Cotton.
He started at the very, not at the bottom, because King Cotton, but a local product, right? Mm-hmm. Started
grassroots. Was it First Tennessee? I thought there was a bank in there for a while. And so he really did work his way up.
I think he did some work with Nike.
Yeah.
I believe, as a spokesperson, he does have some experience with Nike, which seemed to do okay. So I think he's – screw you, I think he's qualified for this. And it is funny because people were joking about Penny being mayor and whatever else when Tom Bowen left. And just make Penny AD he actually is taking over everything, as it turns out. All right, we're joined now by Jonah Jordan from the Daily Memphian. He is also a mischief maker because I was driving away from this studio yesterday. I went to Starbucks to work on a different column that I put up yesterday on Memphis has a horse in the Preakness. Did you know that? The Rhodes Professor has a horse at the Preakness.
Yeah.
I posted that column yesterday. You can read that at amazing. The guy literally has a horse at the Preakness. A whole bunch of Memphians. One of the Memphians who owns the Memphis Pizza Cafe is one of the owners of this horse. Like,
really?
This is a true Memphis horse. A bond owner from Memphis, a bond trader from Memphis is
this is a true Memphis horse.
It's got Memphis Pizza Cafe, bond traders, and a Rhodes professor. Like you know, it's a Warrior's Charge is the name of the horse. Anyway, I was working on that column. When what up pops on my Twitter feed, but the news from the Daily Memphian that my producer and Mark Giannato will be doing a radio show from 2 to 4. Jonah, what do you have to say for yourself breaking that kind of news over the heads of all of us?
I don't know. I'm just happy for Jeffrey. That's all I got to say. I'm happy for Jeffrey.
Who was
happy
your source?
Don't worry about that.
Listen, when Eric Lasseltine left, that was totally buttoned up. And I'll be honest, I knew about it in advance. So I think that takes me off the table, don't you think? Like I'm like a lockbox. So Did Jeffrey, did that break early? Like, that didn't break early. They announced that. Eric made a tearful announcement. It held until Eric made his tearful announcement.
Yeah, and Jonah had to, like, listen live and record it live and then so that he could get quotes.
Yeah, we had to get quotes from there.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, so
you were there. You were waiting for it. This one, you busted on everybody's heads.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I will say that the Eric Hasseltine story got way more views and clicks than the one about you did.
Stunning.
Anyway, that'll
change. You can't beat a name brand.
That'll change. Jonah Jordan joins us now. What do you think, Penny, on International Airport?
Oh, it's fun.
It is fun, isn't
it? Now opposing coaches are going to have to walk through the airport and see cardboard cutouts.
They're going to be great. In case they didn't know that this city was already locked down, what did they say? We're going to put a fence around Memphis?
Yeah.
And the fence is going to be the fence
at the airport.
It's going to start at the airport. Exactly right. Yeah, they got opposing coaches. Now, in fairness, a lot of them do fly private planes.
They do. Yeah.
So, but
a lot more fly commercial than
some
they
fly commercial. And they when they get out, they will see a large cardboard cutout of Penny Hardaway saying, "Just try." Actually, and I do think the TSA people have been instructed not to let Memphis players out of here through security. They will be stopped and turned back. And told to report to the Bill Lurie Center. All right. In terms of actual news, obviously, Boogie this week, Rajon Tucker this week. Man. Can you put this in perspective for us?
I think the Boogie Ellis thing. Well, first, we'll start with Rajon Tucker. Rajon Tucker, he committed to Memphis. It was a little bit of a surprise because I think Auburn, especially, thought they had had him. A bunch of people thought Auburn, Kansas, maybe Iowa State. Weren't sure about Memphis because of the situation. I got a call shortly after that. People legitimately believe if he decides to stay in college, he's going to be a first-round draft pick. He shoots 40% from three at 6'5". He's super athletic. People love those kinds of guys in the NBA. I just think he needs a little bit more experience at the wing. Then you go and get Boogie Ellis, which, man, I think me and Jeffrey have talked about this. You don't really pull kids out of California to Memphis very often. I don't think people realize how big of a deal it was for Penny to do that. He's a top 50 kid who was being recruited by UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington at one point, Gonzaga. One point he had an offer from Arizona, and Memphis was able to go into the West Coast and get him. And I don't think people realize how big of a deal that is because it's so unlikely. It's so difficult. And Penny was able to do it.
Is there any chance that Tucker is gonna go to the NBA? He made it clear that he's
it's NBA first for him. I think if he gets,
and how big a blow would that be? I mean, I think people are just assuming he's gonna be here, and I think there is still a chance that he will not be here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always a chance. I mean, if he goes to the workouts, if he goes and does this process, I think he has until May 30th to pull out of the process before he's officially locked in. It would be a blow, obviously, because you're looking for experience.
He may be a lot of people have said he may be the second best team player on that team.
Yeah, and he would. Yeah, I mean, okay. He adds an experience that you don't have.
Okay, and now we're looking at Precious. More and more crystal balls overnight.
To Memphis.
To Memphis.
Yeah.
This has been going back and forth, but 60% now to Memphis over at 247?
Yeah.
What is it?
60%
to Memphis? 60% to Memphis?
And part of that is people make crystal ball predictions, something that irritated me while I worked there, that people make crystal ball predictions and they just leave it and don't ever go and change it. So he still has one to Syracuse and UConn, and it's just ridiculous. But, yeah, I think if he committed today, it would be Memphis. I think there's a reason he's waiting for the weekend. I think Kansas is in there pretty heavily still. I think they're trying to convince him, hey, we're the right place for you. But I do think they've got other targets on the board. They've got a lot going on up there. So, as of right now, I'm leaning Memphis.
Okay. And if they get Precious?
I mean, it's the best recruiting class Memphis has ever had. If they get Precious, I mean,
national championship or bust. Yeah, this is nuts. This is nuts, isn't it? This is totally nuts.
Yeah, I don't know if we expected this from Penny right away. I mean, I kind of expected him to kill it recruiting in Memphis, kind of make some noise in the South. but I didn't expect him to go out and do this. Like it's kind of crazy. He's going to have the number one or number two overall class in the nation. I don't know if where Jaden McDaniels ended up recruiting, if he committed to or committing. I don't know if he committed to Kentucky or not. If he didn't, and Penny gets Precious Achiuwa, he'll have the number one class.
Right. This has just been nuts. Okay. The other thing that happened was that we have a new athletic director, Tom Bowen, or will have a new athletic director. Yeah. We have a new interim athletic director. Tom Bowen is gone. What did you think of that press conference?
I thought it was interesting the way Rudd was answering questions. I thought it was interesting that he didn't really talk about Tom a lot. And I thought
I didn't like talk about him a lot. Let's be honest. When they asked him about Tom, he said,
yeah,
he submitted his resignation. I accepted it. Refer to the statement. And they said, okay, but was the resignation, did you ask for the resignation? And he said, he submitted his resignation. Yep. I accepted it. Refer to the statement. It's not that he didn't talk to him about him a lot.
He didn't talk about
him. He talked about him in purely legalistic terms. And I, by the way, I'm told, and I didn't go back and look at the video of this, that if you, I don't know if this is true or not. So that's like I said on Sports Talk Radio. Can you go, you can look at the video of this. That when Allie said, because he just said in passing, when Tom Bowen reached out to me 3 weeks ago.
When
Rudd reached out to me 3 weeks ago, that Rudd looked like he wanted to blanch. like he did not want people to know that this was 3 weeks in the making.
Yeah.
I've never seen that kind of a press conference for an interim AD, but I think that Allie is so beloved that
everybody loves him.
If for example, R.C. Johnson had one step down and Bill Lofton had stepped up as interim AD, right? Let's just say, for example, they would not have had a hour-long press conference to say, here's Bill Lofton who's going to be filling in as AD for the next 4 months, right? But it was because people love Allie.
Yeah.
And honestly,
and I think one point they wanted to make clear that entire time was that, and he especially made clear that he's not taking it. He's not taking it, that they are going to conduct a national search, that they're going to go through the process, they're going to end up with a different AD.
Yes, that he made it very clear. He wanted to make it clear. He did once want the job. He no longer wants the job. I wrote a column saying this is a good thing for the University of Memphis, not because I think Tom Bowen is a disaster. I thought he did a lot of good things. He did some bad things. The bad things tended to be about basketball. The good things tended to be about administrative stuff and football. But in the end, you couldn't have – in the end, it is clear the relationship was dysfunctional and it was not worth – when is the last time you talked to Tom Bowen? You cover the University of Memphis. When's the last time you talked to Tom Bowen?
I tried to talk to him at the board of directors meeting. When was that?
A few months ago.
A few months ago, and he wouldn't talk to me. Prior to that,
he disappeared.
Probably at Penny's press conference.
It is a public job, and he was no longer a public presence.
Yeah, probably at Penny's.
And maybe some would say it's because he's been neutered. Some would say whatever else. Like whatever your arguments are, it is a public job, and he was no longer a public presence. It was dysfunctional, and it was time for him to go. He wanted to go.
Yeah. Oh no, I think it was a mutual.
Yeah, I don't think it was mutual.
No, I mean a mutual, butting of heads is what I mean. Like,
yes.
But in
the end, here's the thing. I would have said this before Jeffrey took off on me and got another gig. But if Jeffrey and I butt heads, who wins?
Oh, you.
I should win. Too often I lose, but I should win.
I can answer that one.
If we butt heads, who's supposed to win?
That would be you.
I'm supposed to win, right? If I butt heads with Dan Barron, who's supposed to win?
Dan.
Dan Barron's supposed to win. He's my boss. Yeah. I'm not your boss, but no. Like, yes, I'm the.
Your name is on this show.
So, there is a way the world works. If Tom and David butt heads, who's supposed to win? And David is Dr. Rudd. I'm not going to call him David. Dr. Rudd is supposed to win. And honestly, Dr. Rudd, because of what he did in saving the damn basketball program, deserves a freaking parade.
Without him, we still have Tubby.
And I know that there are lots of people in that department who are incredibly loyal to Tom. And I think that speaks well of Tom, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They love him over there.
They love him. But you can't get around that fact that if not for Dr. Rudd intervening, we would still have Tubby. So you can be as loyal to him as you want.
I do wonder if he would have made it after out of that last season, but yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, now we wouldn't have him. Yes. Now he'd be gone. He would have been fired this year.
Yeah.
Because there would have been no, we would have had next year, 17 Tubby. People
you wouldn't
in the
have
stands.
James Wiseman
would be whoever else. Okay. Let's turn our attention to then what comes next. I have heard a lot of names thrown out there, and just so we can clear this up, I want to disabuse people. Oh, go ahead. What are you looking at the video?
So, yes.
So do we have the audio of it?
Correct.
Okay, let's hear the audio. Okay. Listen to how good
ball school. It's quite an honor. When President Rudd approached me several weeks ago and asked me if I would be willing and able to serve, I think I looked him in the eye and I said, sir, I'm humbled that you came forward and I will be honored.
Okay, so it's a perfect shot, too, because Allie is front and center, and that is what the camera is focused on. But President Rudd is also in the bottom right corner. And you are right when he said, when he approached me several weeks ago, there is clearly there is a noticeable reaction.
Yeah. Someone said they went back and looked at it three times because they went, I wanted to see this. An administrator I know inside the department.
Law school.
So
it's quite an honor. When President Rudd approached me several weeks ago and asked me.
So to keep this from being a bad radio segment. So what happens is at that moment, David Rudd is looking down, and again, this could be purely coincidental, but when that moment, when he approached me several weeks ago, David Rudd noticeably looks up.
That's hilarious. Okay. On the AD search, a few things. I don't believe they're interested in Mark Almut. That's a name you hear. Everyone assembles a list. I don't believe they're interested in Mark Almut. I don't believe Mark Almut is a candidate. Let's stop talking about Mark Almut.
Yes, totally agree.
Ren Baker is the candidate who people talk about the most, and he would be sensational.
Oh, he'd be fantastic. Oh, he'd be
literally like great. Ren knows Memphis. He loves Memphis. He's really smart. He's a great administrator. He's a great fundraiser. He gets along with everybody. He is 100% perfect, central casting, knocked out of the park, great for the job. He would be able to work with Penny and yet guide Penny, for example. That's going to be a hard thing for whoever comes in to have to do that, right? To have to figure out how to not control Penny, but forge a constructive relationship with Penny. Because Penny is a private guy. He has his people, right? And if someone has no relationship with him, Ren would be great at that.
Yeah.
Ren would be great at that. And he slammed, and then he's been at North Texas where they've gone to a bowl game every single year. They keep giving him raises. He's great. He is experienced, like perfect. I'll say this. I believe you could get him if you backed up the truck, right? But he doesn't have to go from North Texas to Memphis to get a Power 5 job.
No, he's already going to be in line for Power 5.
He's already going to be in line for a Power 5 job. So if you want to back up the truck, you know, give him something that starts a seven-figure salary to be the AD, I think you could get Ren Baker. And honestly, I think he would pay for himself because of the way that he would, his fundraising acumen and everything else.
Yeah.
I do think he would fund for himself.
There'd be no problem with him coming in here and being familiar with the people that he needs to fundraise
let's
with.
Let's say you're going to pay any AD $600. Tom Bowen made $400, but right now the going rate is more like $600.
I think
Danny White down at UCF is making it closer to $1 million, and so I think the going rate is $600. So you're talking $400. Could he make up the difference of $400,000 a year just in fundraising? I think he probably could. If you could get Ren, get Ren. I don't think you can get Ren. Tom Jurich seems crazy to me.
It's crazy. I'm writing about this actual topic, and this athletic department literally hired Tubby Smith because, in part, of his clean NCAA record. They're terrified of NCAA violations.
In fairness, that's Tom Bowen.
Okay.
that's Tom Bowen. But they don't want to take a loose cannon, hire someone who's going to immediately butt heads with the president. Like, no. He did a magnificent job at Louisville, but he has damaged goods. They're not hiring Tom Jurich. That's silly.
No.
Okay? So we're taking Arlen off the table. We're taking Jurich off the table. Ren Baker would be a great candidate, but I don't think is gettable. Then some people have mentioned Elliot Perry. He's a great Memphian. Honestly, he would be a great deputy AD, I think. I don't know that he has enough administrative. This is an administrative job.
Yeah.
I don't know that he has enough administrative experience to be the AD. You hear that from people. You hear people, let's get Elliot Perry.
He would be able to do that thing where he would rally the community. It would be a familiar face. People already know.
He would definitely need proverbial X's and O's guys underneath him. I don't, for that reason, I'm dubious that it would be him. I believe they will get an experienced athletic director from somewhere else. The one that you hear about is the guy at La Tech.
Tommy McClellan.
Tommy McClellan, who's great. You hear about him. But basically what you should do is you should go to Conference USA and you should go to the Sun Belt and maybe whatever the hell, the Boise State. What do they call that one?
Mountain West.
Maybe the Mountain West. Because the American has clearly separated itself. It is outside the Power Five. It is separated itself as the best conference. And you can get nearly whoever you want, I believe, from there. And that's what you do. That's where you go shopping. You get an experienced AD. You don't need someone with Memphis ties. You don't need someone with – you need someone who's good.
It's good.
And who's affable, like who's a community person, mm-hmm. who's out there. You know, right? Don't you?
Yeah. That's the biggest thing I've heard is that they want somebody that can – it's all about community engagement. It's about the branding of the university. It's about spreading the message that they want to spread. I mean, there's a reason they've been doing all this stuff with the new banners, the new bridges, the new everything, marketing, marketing, marketing. They want somebody out here who can keep advancing the university in a positive light, who's not going to be tied to his desk, who can do the administrative duties but can also get out there and hit the community stuff hard. Ryan Ivey, I've heard another, Laird Veach from Florida, both of those guys fit that mold, I think.
What do you think, if you're looking at the pluses?
Yeah. Would you like the average salaries for each for the conferences
yeah,
and whatnot?
Sure.
Okay, so the American.
This is why Jeffrey has his own show. He's just showing off now. Now he's just like, putting on a mm-hmm. show.
From the latest data that was released in 2018, we'll start seeing this season come around here pretty soon. That's usually a summer topic. But the American Athletic Conference is obviously the highest average athletic director salary for the group of five. $498,171 is the average. CUSA is $336,157. The MAC is $292,648. The Mountain West, $330,189. And the Sun Belt, $277,677.
Of course, and there's a range. Memphis would be at the upper end of any of those, even if we're, you know, in those conferences. Again, Tom made $400. Tom hasn't gotten a raise in forever. Like, I think maybe his original contract was $400. And I don't think he's ever gotten.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay. Is it a good job? What are the pros and cons right now, Jonah? Pros and cons of the Memphis AD job.
Pros: you've got Penny, obviously. Mike Norvell, football and basketball are rolling. There's more excitement than ever about the university. Probably even the community is more excited. You got money coming in at an alarming rate. Cons.
I don't think they're alarmed by how much money is coming in.
Oh, no.
At a slightly more better rate. Yes.
At a better rate. That's still a
struggle.
Language.
Go ahead. Yes.
Well, but like you said, a con, it is a struggle with money sometimes. There are some office politics you have to play more here more so than other places. I think that you're going to have to make potentially make three new hires next fall and spring. So there's a lot of – it's a good job. It's a good job.
I analyze it is as follows. Good part of the job, Penny Hardaway.
Yes.
For the obvious reasons. He's created incredible excitement. Tricky part of the job, Penny Hardaway, because you've got to figure out – like he is the 10,000-pound gorilla. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't. That's probably bad phrasing. But he he runs his own show, like John Calipari was in the same way. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he will do what he wants to do. And it's like taking over with Nick Saban. You know, the same thing. Like you've got to be able to work with the big dude, and he is the big dude, and he's running the athletic department. Now you want that. You want a successful coach, and so that's great. Someone else raised the possibility in me that what if you have to fire Penny? Now, I was never – that was never a reason not to hire Penny. I always thought that was silly.
Yeah.
But for the AD, if it doesn't go well for Penny, that's what – okay, here's another pro and con. David Rudd. pro. A lot of people would say con. Some people would say con. Oh, he's a meddler. He's whatever. I would actually say in some ways pro. He's deeply invested in athletics. You have a president. And honestly, if you can, I've been told that, like, yes, David Rudd is involved in athletics. But if you can sit down, I've told one of the issues with Tom and David is that, Dr. Rudd, is that they're kind of the same.
They're
in some
very
ways.
Similar, yes.
Like, and that if you actually, I've had lots of people say, I've been told that Dr. Rudd is unreasonable, and then I go talk to Dr. Rudd, and he's totally reasonable. And I think that, I don't think they communicated well. And I think if you have someone who communicates well with Dr. Rudd, he's an asset.
Yeah, he would be able to.
He gets things done for the university, yeah.
He is very good at getting things done, and he is great at, like, he could be a great support person to support you. Like, that was some, because it's a give and take relationship, you know? Rudd wants something. If you get it done, he'll help you with something you want to get done. He's close with a lot of donors. He is fantastic at rallying support for something when he wants it and when it's something that he believes in and he thinks it's a smart idea. So he could absolutely be an asset. I see no reason why he couldn't be.
And then the fact that people care deeply in this community, you could also argue that's a pro and con.
Yeah.
If you're going to be on hot seat, like if it doesn't perform. But on the other hand, most places people don't care. You know, you're the AD at Tulane. Who gives a flip? Right? Really? Like, seriously? Like, who cares? You're the most of these places. You're the AD at most of these places. Even in Cincinnati, people care at Cincinnati, but they don't care as much as they do about lots of other things in Cincinnati. Here you are, for good or ill, you are in the spotlight for the moment you get here. And I think that matters. I think it's a good job, but I think it's – you're like, there are two big personalities that you have to say, I can forge a relationship with Penny – I can forge a relationship with Tom Bowen, right?
With Rudd. Yeah, yeah.
I keep saying that. Thank you for correcting me. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
I'm glad your brain isn't oatmeal yet at your age. Yes.
The relationship with Rudd, I think, will come easier. I think Penny, obviously, he's closed off a little bit. It's hard to get in there with him. I think that once you start that, with Penny, it's easy. Once you get in there, you see what he wants. You help him attain that goal.
And with Mike Norvell, he's tremendous. It'll be easy. I will say this, though. I do think it'll be incumbent on the next athletic director to make sure that the pendulum doesn't swing too far towards basketball and away from football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing. I know a bunch of football people who've been reaching out to me
over the last few weeks.
They're very concerned.
Deeply concerned about that.
Deeply, deeply concerned. They don't want a repeat of the...
They don't want to just say, okay, yeah. And let's be honest. I mean, this is true of been every year. Every year of the last three, there's a possibility that you've been having to replace Mike Norvell, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's some people on staff there, particularly an offensive line coach, who would seem like a reasonable heir apparent.
Yeah, they're not just going to give it to somebody, though. They're not just going to
Ryan Sutterfield, they're not just going to give it to him.
No, they're going to run a search. Right. They'll run a search.
Anyone would, and a new AD certainly would. Yeah. But as well they should. But I mean, Mike Norvell is so good and enthusiastic and drives his own program. I think he's probably easy and low maintenance for an AD. But I do hope that they can continue to take care of football because it's been critically important. You're going to have a story on this up later today?
Either later today or tomorrow.
Okay. Jonah, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Anything, if I need to read anything else about 92.9 FM and the goings-on, I'll make sure that I tune in to the Daily Memphian. Is this where you first heard about it, Jeffrey?
Yes, indeed it was.
You read about it in the Daily Memphian?
Absolutely.
Your new gig?
I was like the NBA player that found out he got
Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. Except yes.
Well, my phone started blowing up, and I go, what's this about?
Redeemers Group, by the way, if you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, floors sinking or sloping a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. You don't want one of those. And so, therefore, you will call the local company. He's been dealing with this stuff for more than a decade, does it efficiently and does it affordably. And, by the way, we'll come out and look at whatever's going on for free, for 100% free. Just give him a call, 541-8765. If you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional $50 off any kind of repair project that you want to embark upon. Maybe they thought you got no problems, but the whole point is it's free to have them come out and look at it, see what's going on. No reason not to call. 541-875 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Chris Harrington is going to join us, And Sam Vecenie is going to join us as we talk Ja Morant, RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson, the NBA draft. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of Golic and Wingo. Weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, so I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 62119. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.